following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball for another big area matchup as the Volunteers have traveled to Briarwood Christian to take on Briarwood Christian in a big area game. This is Rusty Taylor, and I'm joined by Coach Chris Herron tonight. Coach Jerry Weems is out of pocket this afternoon, so it'll be me and Coach Herron. Coach Herron's always with us, usually doing stat work. You knew I was looking for the lines there, didn't you, Coach?
Yeah, I had a feeling.
I froze up there. I knew it in my head, but hey, when it's not a tiger or a bulldog or something.
Tiger, bulldog, or eagle, we don't see many lines.
Coach, we going into this girls' game. One thing, there was an exciting B-team game that just finished up 49-46. The Volunteer boys get the victory there. There was actually a B-team girls' game earlier with a B-team girls fail to the Briarwood. I'm going to struggle with that Lions all night. Briarwood Christian Lions. But
they got a big line head in the middle of the floor
there.
That'll help as we watch them go up and down the court.
Yeah, as I get used to seeing each pass.
Right.
But, Coach, this is an important game. You look at the records here. Both of these girls' teams come in at 2-0 in area play. So both teams have both defeated Shelby County and Sylacauga. So this is a big game to look to see, you know, not looking too far ahead, but to have the upper hand at hosting the area tournament.
It absolutely is, you know, and there's four teams in our area. This completes for both Briarwood and for us here at Central. We've completed the round of playing through one time, and so now we'll play, you know, we'll be halfway through the area schedule. We'll go around and play everybody for the second time, you know, beginning later on this week. So the winner of this game here tonight, you know, is sitting in a pretty good spot to be at 3-0 with three games to go, and you know, hoping to stay in that lead position in the area, hoping to host that area tournament here in a few weeks. And being able to host that area tournament, what that means is you'll be playing the team that finishes fourth out of that area. So that's, you know, that's where you want to be, hosting that tournament at home, being that one seed, being able to host that number four. So a very big game for both of these teams here tonight.
Of course, the boys' game will follow as normal after this girls' game gets over with. It'll be about 10 minutes, and then the boys' game tip off and get started. The boys, both of these teams are going to come in at 1-1.
Right.
And both of them losing to Sylacauga. So very identical area records in boys and girls tonight. Very important area games, as all are. And this is going to be a challenge. This Briarwood Christian girls team has played a really tough schedule, and I think it's starting to pay off for them here as they move in the area play.
Well, that does. And their location here, you know, just on the outskirts of Birmingham, the suburbs of Birmingham, not far off of 280 right here on Highway 119. A school that's been here for back in the 70s. Briarwood Presbyterian Church is the church that's here. And this is, you know, the school affiliated with their church from back in the 70s. AISA for many, many years in their sports and their athletic department. Won a couple of football state championships back in the 70s and 80s in AISA and made the move into AHSAA several years ago. So, but you know, yeah, both these, you know, it's a game that's very important for both these squads tonight. Briarwood tested, playing a lot of the schools their size and bigger. They're in the Birmingham metro area, so and their record a little deceiving, but a very good basketball team that our Lady Vols will be facing tonight.
Well, we're going to take a break and get ready for the opening tip. Tonight's matchup is the Lady Volunteers will be taking on the Briarwood Christian Lions here on Classic Country 90.9 and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. When we come back, we'll have the tip right here.
Mm-hmm. Alta Point Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then Alta Point Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality, custom-built, energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock firearms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it that right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Troppiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhelp.net.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhodi Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as the starting lineups are being announced out on the floor at this time. This is Rusty Taylor, not Coach Jerry Weems, actually Coach Chris Herring here with me this afternoon as Coach Jerry Weems is out of pocket, but he'll be back with us tomorrow. We will be, Coach. It's a good time as NC starting lineups to go ahead. We will be they got a day school game tomorrow, 1 o'clock tip.
That's right.
With Cleburne County. We'll be covering that game live from Central High School. That should be on video and on audio tomorrow is the plan. So our airtime is planned for 12:45 tomorrow is what time we plan to go on air, just to get things rolling tomorrow afternoon for a big game. But no game, no band. That'll be boys only.
Yes, one game set.
So wherever you're at work or wherever, and you can take your device or wherever and turn that on, you can tune in the Volunteers tomorrow. They should be over with by about 2:30. So 1 to 2:30 little deal there should be pretty fun. Those school games are always fun and loud with all those kids.
They are, yeah. All the kids coming in there. And, you know, a lot of kids, Rusty, some of us take it for granted, but a lot of kids in school, 7th through 12th grade, and that'd be the only time some of them have the opportunity to see their team that represents their school. And those are always fun games to do. All the kids in there, and it gets loud and good stuff.
Looks like maybe Emma Curley's going to come out and tip for the Briarwood Christian Lions. Also tipping for the Volunteers will be Narai Brock.
Emma Curley, a 6-foot junior there, Taylor, for Briarwood.
As you mentioned earlier off the air, not a senior listed on the roster here for Briarwood.
That's right.
The opening tips tipped around, and Curley actually ends up back with it herself. So Briarwood controls the tip. Pass over in the corner is thrown out of bounds, and there's the first turnover of the afternoon. Lady Vols will have it. Inbounding it, that is Heflin. That's Zakiria Heflin. Billingsley fires up a three-pointer and drains it. Coach, that was quick.
Quick score. Good bucket there.
Right,
good start for the Vols.
And there's a ball almost stolen. It's stolen on inbounds. Another shot up by Heflin. And the Lady Vols quickly up 5-0. Vols. Right there, this pressure defense is really affecting the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions.
And that's a good start for the Vols up. Still within that first less than 1 minute going in the game, the Vols up 5-0 as the Lions are now going to left to right as we speak.
Lions with the basketball. Jumping around, they get it over to Curley. Curley drives to the basket, shot up, partially deflected, loose ball, and we're going to have a foul. We're going to get a block on number 15 for the Volunteers, Zakiria Heflin, I do believe.
And that's going to be the first foul on the Vols.
It's going to send number 3 to the line. That's Anna Tatum Baker shooting 2 for Briarwood. A golden opportunity there for the Vols. A loose ball. They actually had it for a minute, Coach, and tried to get off and running. First free throws up and no good. But a really good opportunity there to have a stop on that defensive end, but just couldn't keep their hands on the ball. Second free throw is good for number 3, Anna Tatum Baker. I did have that right. Those ponytails will get you, Coach.
Yeah, they will. They get over that number, and it's kind of hard to, especially those single digits.
Balls lead 5-1. Mia Lindsay brings them up. Right now, zone defense stretching it well out, Coach. You're extending that defense on the Lady
Vols. Kind of a 2-3 look there that Briarwood's playing. And
it's going to cause the Vols to turn it over. Mia Lindsay looked for Brock, but kind of forced that. You know, that zone look right there when they extend that defense has caused these Lady Vols fits earlier in the season.
It has in some games, and that's, you know, when they extend it out there, that's kind of probably some scouting been done. They understand the Vols are capable shooters from outside.
There's a drive to the basket, a layup and in. We're going to have to get back. Once they beat that press, we didn't do a good job of getting back. Now they're cutting that lead back down to 2. 5-3, 6:19 to go here, opening period. Mia Lindsay picks up a dribble over to Narai Brock. Narai's runner up, no good. Reed Long rebound goes out to Briarwood. They're on the move. Up the floor, that is again Baker. Baker over to Curley. Curley's drive, and she's going to be fouled. And I think that's going to be on number 10, Diamond Heflin, I believe.
And that'd be the second foul on the Vols here in the first quarter.
That's going to send Emma Curley to the line shooting 2 and a chance to tie. She hits this first free throw. It's 5-4. Vols lead. Vols come out with a quick three-pointer from Billingsley and then another steal and lay-in. And now Briarwood fighting right back into this thing. And she made them both. Curley, good-looking basketball player from what we can see so far.
Absolutely. It's a good height, 6 foot tall, a 6 foot junior for Briarwood.
Knotted back up with 5:57 to go here in the opening period. Mia Lindsay walks it up the floor over to Billingsley. Billingsley over to Brock. Brock looks to drive down the baseline, gets to the block, shot blocked.
That's going in there with Curley, that 6 footer in the middle there, and not something the Vols have seen a lot of, that kind of height in the middle of a zone like that.
Briarwood moving the ball well on offense. Look to drive, kicks it back out to Curley. Curley kicks it over to number 13, that's Municher, and her three-pointer is up and good. 8-5, the Lions lead, and Coach Bishop is going to call a timeout. He's seen enough. He started out 5-0, and it's been an 8-0 run here, and Coach Bishop's going to call a 30-second timeout. Say, take us 30 seconds. Let's take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Lady Vols with the basketball, trailing by three after jumping out to a five-point lead right off the bat. Briarwood comes storming back with eight unanswered, and they lead 8-5. Volunteers with the basketball, Billings on the right wing. She looks to drive, drives down in the lane, down to Diamond Heffin, back out to Mia Lindsay. Mia Lindsay. Right now, the defense, there's a block. Foul going to be called on number three, Anna Tatum-Baker, for the Briarwood Lions.
And Briarwood does a great job. They move well defensively.
Volunteers get an inbound play on their own baseline. They get it out to Mia Lindsay, top of the key. Mia thought about the three, almost slid down, dribbles between two defenders, kicks it out to Billingsley. Billingsley will fire up that three. That three's up, no good. Rebound goes, and we got a jump ball. Jump ball should be in the Volunteers' favor, and it will be.
We'll be running an inbounds play under our basket there, so we'll see what Coach Bishop dials up here for inbounding under our own goal.
Last one didn't turn out real well. They defended it well, did the Lady Lions. Let's see what happens here. 4:40 to go, opening period. Lady Vols trailing 8-5 here in this big. Both of these teams 2-0 in the area. Billingsley throws it out to Lindsay, top of the key. Lindsay over to Billingsley. Looks down low to Zakira Heffin. Her shot up no good. Close look, but Diamond Heffin runs the ball down. Back out to Mia Lindsay on the right wing. Mia drives down to the elbow. A lot of dribbling, loses it back. Diamond Heffin picks it up and out to Billingsley. Right now, man-to-man defense being deployed.
They've made a change in the defense there. I think we had that coming out of that timeout the Vols took a little.
There's going to be another foul, and I think this one is going to go on number 13, I do believe. That's Sasha Municher there. And we're going to see coming in. Ashante Smith is coming in for the balls. Mia Lindsay back with the basketball.
And Briarwood staying in their man-to-man defense now on this possession.
Clock back under 4 minutes here. Billingsley's runner from the elbow, no good. India Glenn had the rebound, lost it, and we've got another jump ball. Possession error will be in favor of the Lady Lions.
So Briarwood done a good job, but they gave us some 2-3 zone early, extending the top of that thing out there well past the three-point line. And then after a timeout by Coach Bishop earlier, going into a man-to-man, so we've seen a couple of different looks from them already tonight.
There they throw it away, Coach. His first couple of traps we deployed worked, and then they kind of beat us, but that time we got them to turn it over again with our trap defense, full court trap. India Glenn with an open three-point shot that does not go, and that's Curley on the rebound. Curley brings the ball up the floor, kicks it over to Baker. Baker drives all the way to the basket, but the shot does not go, but she's fouled. And the foul is going to go number two, Mia Lindsay.
And that's the third foul on the Volunteers this quarter. We remember the rule to change, I believe last year, we're up to five each quarter. It resets, and you begin to shoot two at five each quarter. But a two-shot foul here in the act of shooting.
Anna Tatum Baker's first free throw's up, and it is good. And they extend their lead to four here, 9-5 over the Volunteers are the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. She lines up for the second, and she makes them both. And right now, Coach, just their shooting and what we've seen from the Lady Lions, they don't mind going to the free throw line because it looks like they shoot them really well.
No, they don't. They do well there, and the Vols in bad need of a bucket here. We're on a over four minutes now scoring drought since early
and
in the game.
And there it is. Zakir Heflin lays it up and in. Good look down low, and immediately the ball's deflected on the inbounds play by Heflin. But Heflin lays it up and in, and that lead's cut down to three.
That was a big win there. The Vols had went over 4 minutes of game time without a bucket. So good to
almost a steal on the inbounds play by Billingsley. But then the Vols elect to back out and play just full court man-to-man. A little bit of a change up there. Curley with a basketball over number 21 is Clara Anderson. Anderson back to Curley. Everything seems to run through Emma Curley here for the Lions for the most part. Over to Clara Anderson. Anderson back to Municker. There's a drive down the baseline. Shot up. Parsley blocked. No good. Lady Vols are on the run with it. That's Billingsley. Billingsley runs all the way. Pulls up jumper from about 8 feet. No good. But the loose ball is gathered up by Mia Lindsay, and I think she's fouled.
I believe that one's on number 32 on Curley, so that'll be her first and Briarwood's third foul of the first quarter.
2:19 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Balls trail 10-7 to the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions. Remind you, the boys' action will follow this. Actually had four games today up in Briarwood.
Was that a first for a B-team girls game this year?
I think they had one more early.
Okay.
But it was maybe before the boys started playing,
okay.
I think. Mia Lindsay with the basketball, top the key over to Billingsley. Long three-pointer, and she drains it, and we're tied up. Billingsley's feeling it, Coach. That one from about 5 feet behind the three-point arc.
Well, we need Billingsley. We
There's
need
a
her.
Steal on the inbounds play. Glenn throws up a wild shot. That was actually Mia Lindsay threw up a wild shot there, and then she's going to foul.
Yeah, kind of a frustration foul there for Mia.
And that's her second, Coach. We don't need her to get in foul trouble.
And that's four on the Volunteers in this quarter. So for the next 1:48, any more fouling by the Volunteers will be putting Briarwood on the free throw line for two shots.
And they get Curly's shot is blocked. Good block there by India Glenn, but they get the loose ball to the line.
Curley on a good backdoor cut there and too much dribbling. She was right there at the goal. I'm sure her coach would prefer her to just take that ball and go straight up with it without that dribble.
Almost a steal. Briarwood works that ball around well. There's Curley looking to drive to the basket down. Kicks it out, inside out. That shot up, no good. Rebounds Billingsley. Billingsley out to India Glenn. Ball's back on the move. Glenn lobs it up, just too strong there for Mia Lindsay. Tried to force that one a little bit.
Plenty of room on each end of this court, Taylor. A big gym, a lot of room out past each baseline on each side.
Yeah, I wonder what exactly the purpose of that is.
I'm going to say it serves also maybe as an auditorium.
They got a stage maybe they can pull out.
Maybe so, but there's a lot of room at each end. A
lot of room. Nice gymnasium. Just different than what you're accustomed to, and it looks different for the shooters. There's a three-point shot. Don't look different for Briarwood as they drain that three-pointer. And I do believe, was that Munich or Coach?
I believe it was.
Back up 13-10.
Down
are the Lady Lions.
Down under a minute to play now with the clock running at 41 seconds.
Glenn's runner up, no good. Rebound there. Ashante Smith, that shot's blocked, but Ashante goes and gets the basketball back. 31 seconds to go here. Ball's looking to cut into this three-point lead. There's Smith drives straight into the heart of that defense.
And the Lions back in their zone defense.
There's another shot possession. Blocked by Glenn. Glenn with a couple block shots there. Big block. But I tell you right now, we have not got accustomed to Emma Curley and her height down there at 6 foot. Coach, every time we go down there, it's like hitting a brick wall.
Well, and she, you know, and that's, again, we referenced that earlier. That's not something the Vols are accustomed to seeing, that type of height sitting right there in the middle of a zone, and there she is again.
Turnaround jumper, Coach. Good. She's a very good player, and the Lions lead by five. Yeah, she's a player different than any we've witnessed this year. There's James with a shot at the elbow right before the buzzer, and that'll count. And that lead's cut down to 3, 15-12. That's where we'll end the first. You're listening to Classic Country 90.9 and Volunteer Basketball. Lady Vols trail Briarwood Christian 15-12 here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take a break and come back with your second quarter.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We welcome you back. Volunteers with the basketball, Lady Vols, looking to cut into this three-point lead here in the second quarter. Mia Lindsay with the basketball. She dribbles around to the right wing. Over to Diamond Heffin, back to Billingsley. Back over to Brock on the left wing. Brock drives down the lane, loses the basketball. Loose ball is picked up, but I think there's going to be a foul. Diamond Heffin picked, or that, it is Diamond Heffin, picked the ball up, but she was fouled by, I think that was number 10, Julia Thompson, Coach.
And that'll be the first foul against the Lions here in the second quarter as that resets each quarter now. And the bonus, the two-shot bonus, begins at foul number five each quarter.
Volunteers looking to inbound the basketball here.
Lines back in their man-to-man defense as we start the second quarter.
Mia Lindsay over to Brock in the right corner. Back to Billingsley. Billingsley with two big three-pointers in the first. Her runner is up and good right there, and that leads back down to one. Billingsley, there's a steal, almost a steal on the inbounds play. Mia Lindsay. Just keep in mind, Mia's in there with two fouls. Coach Bishop choosing to keep her in there right now. There's a ball looking to pass it long. Is deflected out of bounds by number 15, Zakaria Heflin. Almost a steal there by Mia Lindsay.
And the Vols, heavy man-to-man pressure.
Really giving
full court, giving the line some difficulty on the inbounds here.
They're really struggling to get it inbound, but then kind of a cardinal sin. We let them with a full head of steam going towards your basket, but we were able to head them off.
Yeah, kind of on the run there down the sideline, get it into their front court.
There's a foul. That one's pretty clear. That one's going on Brock, and that's going to send Emma Curley to the line shooting two, Coach. Was she 2 for 2 earlier?
She's 2 for 2. In the first quarter, was Curley at the line.
Their free throw shooting has been huge.
They had the first quarter, they were 5 for 6 on free throws.
Yeah, you'll take that in the girls' game. And, hey, I talked about it at the right time. Curley missed it.
That
usually works that way.
That was a good call.
It's strange how it works that way. She missed them
both.
She
missed the second. That seemed double good for us.
The ball is deflected out of bounds here. By the lines. It's the Volunteers will have it. They'll get it inbounded there to Brock. Brock tries to dribble up through defenders and loses the basketball, but his last touched by a line, and that'll put the Volunteers inbounding it down on the offensive end. Kind of an odd look right there.
It was. That ball just kind of hugged the sideline as it rolled down through there.
6:42 to go here in the first half. Lady Vols trailing by one, 15-14. They get the ball inbounded. It's actually stolen away by number three. That's Anna Tatum Baker. She shoots the ball up under the basket.
We've got a blocking foul.
But I think, and that's going to be on the lines. I didn't get the number.
So there, I missed it also, but that's their second foul this quarter against the Lions.
Kind of think it was on number 13, Municher, but I'm not sure about that. Get it out.
Well, we're on the opposite side of the – we're looking at their backs when they're doing the signaling over there at the table, so it's just hard to catch sometimes.
Yeah, we're not perfect. We're just really close. Billings with the basketball. Billings looks to drive, kicks it back out. Mia Lindsay dribbles, and they're going to call a double dribble.
Yeah, that turnover there on the Vols. A chance to take the lead there with that possession. The Vols trailing by one at 15-14, and that turnover gives it the ball back to the Lions as they'll be inbounded with 6:10 left in the second quarter.
Right now, both teams turning up defensively, Coach, is what I'm seeing. We got a number two. That's Grace Garrett. I see that now.
Oh, me. He called a tip there. The ball went
back court. Ball went in the backcourt.
He did call a tip. I'm not sure about that.
Tip saved today there. Yeah. Open three-point loop. And that one was in and out for the Lions. Had it and dribbled it on the baseline. They'll turn it back over. Grace Garrett, I originally said she was number 24, but she's also number two. So took me a while to find her there. That's going to be the third on Mia Lindsay. Mm.
And that's a foul that you hate to see like that. That's
it was really a hustle foul. She went for the ball, and they just bumped hips. And that second foul was the one she never should have committed.
Yeah,
that one kind of banged Mia up. But I tell you what, if Mia sits on the bench for 5:42, that's a little concerning. But she probably needs to. There's the ball stolen away on the inbound play. Over to Billingsley. See if Billingsley can take the helm here at point guard with Mia Lindsay on the bench for three fouls. Open look by Mariah Brock. Three-pointer no good. Long rebound. Saved by – and Billingsley goes all the way over there and fires up another three-pointer. It doesn't go. And now Billingsley goes all the way down the court and steals the ball away.
Takes the ball away. And here come the Vols back on the attack.
Billingsley's got a motor, doesn't she, Coach?
She does. And the third possession here the Vols have had where there's an opportunity if we can get something here to take the lead in this game here in the second quarter.
Right now we're in a four-out look. And I think right now the Vols taking their time, which is real wise, especially with Mia out of the game.
Sure.
And we get the ball down to Zakiri Heflin, and she's fouled, but they're going to call it on the floor, I think. No, they're going to put her at the line. Okay, I agree. I thought I saw him signal the floor, though. Zakiri's first free throw's banked in, and we're tied up at 15. We talked about this the other night. I know you heard it, but we just thought, did she do that on purpose? And then she hit them both that way. That one hits back rim, so I'm still not sure, but she was one for two.
One for two there. That's the first two free throws the Vols have attempted tonight, but we're tied back up at 15 all.
And that's Curley with a drive to the basket. The ball's deflected away, and Billingsley has it. Lady Vols with a chance to regain the lead. Hadn't led since early when they went on a 5-0 run. Pass is thrown away as they go across court, try to get it over there to Heflin and just overshoots her. I think we really, really need to slow down, especially without Mia into the game.
And that four outlook, I mean, that's, you know, just be patient with it and just kind of take it as it comes. And we can do that. It's just something, we don't do it a lot, but it's something that we can do.
There's a drive, the basket, no good, rebound there by India. Strong rebound by India. Glenn. Back up to Billingsley. I think Coach Bishop, he's trying to get them to slow it down.
Right.
They're just not used to doing that.
Yeah, it's not really their natural thing, the thing that they're used to doing the most. But I think at this situation in this game, I think right now it's a good strategy to try to implement.
With this group, I think it's really for sure. Maybe with Brock had an open three-pointer from the top of the key, and she decides not to take it. They get it down to Ashante Smith. She forces up a shot. And then I think they're going to call a jump ball. I thought they were going to call a foul, but they signal jump ball.
Jump ball, that gives it back to the line. So that's a good thing about that. The next one will be ours.
3:40 to go here in the first half. This first half rolling along pretty good, Coach.
It's moving pretty good.
We're knotted at 15 here in a big region matchup, or area matchup, I should say. Three-pointer up, no good for the Lions. Lady Vols with a rebound. Again, that's Glenn, but Glenn turns it over on the side.
And then we foul with a blocking foul.
That was Anna Tatum Baker with the steal. She's quick.
And I believe that foul on number one, India Glenn, being her first foul, and the Volunteers' third foul of the quarter.
They get the ball inbounded to Curley. Curley from a free throw line looks down low. The ball is thrown away. She can't handle it. The Vols will have it.
And both teams right now, Taylor, struggling to score. Just to get the ball put in the hole. Both teams getting some pretty good-looking shots, but it's just not falling for either side right now. The Vols, again, with an opportunity to take the lead here late in the first half.
Been a big scoring drought other than the one free throw made by the Lady Vols. And there's Billingsley's runner up and good. Billingsley, a big part of this offense, and the Lady Vols are back on top since 5-3. Early, that was about 2 minutes into the game. There's a long three-pointer by Curley. I think, Coach, did we foul her on the three-pointer?
I'm for some reason, we're going just out of bounds with it.
Okay, I think they may have called her blocking out after the shot, maybe. That must have been what they called.
That's a long way to block out there on the logo.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Because it was the shooter shooting the three-pointer.
It was, yeah.
That they called it against. They called it on Brock.
Right.
There's a steal by Brock, and she is fouled by Curley. Curley that's her second, I believe.
That's Curley's second, also Brock's second. So that's the fourth foul on the Volunteers this quarter and three now on the Lions.
Yeah, I could stand and see Curley getting a little foul trouble.
Yeah, Coach Brightwood, Coach may want to consider. She's already got two here in the first half.
Curley, a key player here for the Lions.
No doubt.
The Volunteers are taking this lead with their point guard on the bench, Coach. That's something to keep in mind.
It is.
Billingsley running point and doing a good job.
And we are we seem to be playing a little slower than we do normally, and I think it's a good thing to be doing right now.
Billingsley drives, baseline, shot no good, fight for the rebound. James comes out with it. And James is going to be held jump ball possession area in favor of the Volunteers. Those jump balls are catching up here. 2:10 to go in the first half. Brock. Open look here for India Glenn. That shot's no good, but Billingsley on the weak side rebound. Billingsley's hook up and good.
That's 6 points for Billingsley just this quarter as the Vols take now a four-point lead, 19-15.
Really huge. You know, you wonder what would happen with Mia on the bench, and so far the Lady Vols is playing really well. There's a three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, bounced around, and we just could not control it. Should have had that one.
Yeah,
we just
should have.
We're going to have to get out there on the perimeter. They're looking to shoot. And we're not extending that defense quite far enough to make me comfortable, Coach. There's a shot up, no good, and Curley with a rebound. And we're going to call a foul on the floor.
I believe.
I think it was on number five.
5, Smith.
But I'm not sure, Coach. Does that put us at 5 fouls? I guess it does.
That was our 5th foul this quarter with 1:25 left.
Puts Curly at the free throw line, and she knocks the first one down. 1:25 to go opening half. Lady Vols lead 19-16 over Briarwood Christian. Lady Lions here. Kind of a little bit later start tonight with the – they had a B-team girls game, B-team boys game, and now the girls game, and she made them both.
And Taylor,
and there's
that's
the travel as soon as we inbound.
That's their first points of this quarter.
That's unbelievable. Because they look – they look good shooting it and scoring in the first.
Mm-hmm. 15 points in the first quarter. 2 free throws just made their only points this quarter.
And there's an open three-pointer, and she drains it. Now they've got the lead back.
That's number 12, or number 13.
13. That's Sasha Muniker. There's a foul. Foul on James was fouled. Get that number. That's number 3. Anna Tatum Baker. And that's going to send James to the line shooting two. Good chance for James to tie or take the lead again for the Vols. 1:06 to go, opening half. James banks that one in. Coach Bishop may be teaching that over.
He may be onto something, Coach. He may be. Coach may be teaching that.
Knotted up at 20 again.
If it works, I'm for it.
And we get the rebound, at least. She misses it. We come out with a rebound, and we're going to reset the offense wisely. Bevensley with a basketball.
Briarwood in their man-to-man defense here as we go under a minute to play in the first half.
Bevensley again fires up a runner, and that ball is last touched by the Lions. Out of bounds, and the Vols will have it again. 50 seconds to go. Knotted at 20 here. Mia Lindsay's looks like she's going to sit out the last 5 minutes of the first half with 3 fouls. There's a put back by Zakira Heflin. Ball was kind of a loose ball, and she got it and put it back in. Lady Vols up 22-20. 30 seconds to go here opening half.
And the Volunteers here in this within under 30 seconds need just good defense without fouling here. Keep Briarwood off the line here in the last part of the half.
And we're starting to extend our defense. I was feeling like we needed to do that. And it looks like we've made that adjustment. Because they're working the ball around the perimeter. And there's Curly with a jumper from the elbow and back tied up at 22. Lady Vols hustles down the court. Billingsley over to James. And will not that shot will not be good. We don't get off the shot before the buzzer. But, Coach, we started off kind of where we'll start off the second half. Well, we started the game off, knotted up, but this time at 22. We'll take a break. We'll total up some stats. We'll come back. We'll share how we got to this point and get ready for the second half right here on Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Being first sounds good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. For over 176 years, we've been proudly serving our communities with trust, integrity, and personalized banking, putting the important things first, whether it's helping families buy their first home or supporting local businesses. Our mission is to be your financial partner through every stage of life. We're here for you today and tomorrow. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for volunteer basketballs. We're at the half of Central High School at the Briarwood Christian Line, Lady Lines right now. Boys game will follow. We're knotted up at 22. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems out of pocket tonight, so it's just me and Coach Herron. Coach Weems will be back with us tomorrow. We'll go ahead and share that with you. We'll be covering the boys' game. We'll go on there at 12:45 for that 1 o'clock tip over at Central High School of Clay County during the school game. Those are always fun. But, Coach, you've been keeping a book as we've been watching this game. Share how the stats and what we're looking like here.
Well, the Volunteers at sitting at 22 points here at halftime of the game against Briarwood. Billings, they are leading scorer at this time. 2 3-pointers in the first quarter for 6 points, and then she added 3 2-pointers in the second quarter. So she's Billingsley sitting there with 12 points, 12 of our 22 points there in the first half, leading scorer for the Volunteers. Briarwood, interesting for Briarwood, 15 points they scored in the first quarter, but only 7 in the second quarter, and those 7 coming very late, less than 2 minutes to go. Their first couple of points, only a couple of free throws, and their leading scorer tonight so far is Moniker, Sasha Moniker, and she is sitting there with 9 points through the first half, and both teams knotted up at 22. Here throughout the first half, we saw out of Briarwood several times they seem to play a 2-3 defense, a zone, 2-3 extended out well past the three-point line. I'm sure some scouting been done that the Volunteers, some pretty good threats out there from three-point land. So they extended the top of that 2-3 out at times, and then would make their change to their man-to-man defense. And then we've seen Central in theirs. I think a key for us that quarter, Taylor, was Mia Lindsay being on the bench with 3 fouls over 5 minutes, as you referenced, as we closed out that first half, that the Vols able to keep this thing right here knotted up at 22 with their point guard on the bench with those 3 fouls. So, you know, sitting in pretty good shape, everything all considered, on the road, a team that, you know, our second, our third area game. Both these teams coming into this game at 2-0 in area play, you know, battling to be the leader as we go into the second half of area play after this game tonight. We've also got Shelby County, Sylacauga, those two teams playing tonight down there. So, you know, we'll be halfway through it for everybody after tonight, and we'll see how things stack up here as we finish the first half of area play and head into the second one for all the teams involved in the area this coming Friday.
Well, Coach, as you mentioned, Mia, it was good to see the Lady Vols actually won that last 5 minutes and 7 seconds by 1 point. I think they won it 8-7 that last 5 minutes.
Yes.
That's what it was. The last 5 minutes without Mia. So, mm-hmm. And made a big run and took the lead, and then a big three-pointer and a couple baskets late there, as you said, Briarwood able to tie it up. And that's where we are at the half. Tied up at 22. We're about 3.5 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and bring you that second half action and remind you that the boys' action will follow, you know, right after the girls' action. There'll be a little bit of a pause in the action there for about 10 minutes, and then not here. We'll have a little pause, and we'll come back and play that game. So we will be broadcasting the boys' and girls' game, and again, we'll remind you that tomorrow's game will be broadcast as well, and then on Friday night, we'll be back at home as Sylacauga will be coming home. So a big full slate this week of basketball right here on Classic Country 90.9. We're going to take a break and come back.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Heron, joining you back. Coach Wayne's out of pocket, and the ball will be inbounded to start the game here by the start the second half here by Briarwood. Chris knotted up at 22 here. Get back in the rhythm of things. That's Curly with the basketball.
Lindsay back in to start the second half, playing with three fouls here as we get underway.
Curly needs to be smart. Play good defense, but be smart. There's a drive to the basket and a layup and in by number five, Sarah Travis. And the Lions are back on top by 2-24-22. Mia Lindsay with the basketball. Mia's guarded by number 13, Muniker. There's a shot, rims in and goes back out. Thought that one was going to fall, Coach.
Yeah.
But the rebound goes to the line.
Yeah, that's one of them. That right there, point-blank range, you need that thing to fall for you.
Right now, you can tell a little more pep in the step for both teams as they come out, getting their legs back under them. That's Baker with a basketball. Baker looks to fire down a good pass and a reverse lay-in by Emma Curley.
Nice play there by Curley.
And then Curley's
at the baseline.
Going to turn around and foul, though, on the baseline, Coach, after that.
And that's her third.
That could be huge. She's a huge player. She is 6 foot, but I mean she is a key contributor, and the coach is going to back her up defensively and don't want to take a chance and get another one. Man, Lindsay loses the basketball, but Zakira Heflin gets it and goes up, and she's fouled.
So Heflin be going to the line, hopefully looking for the first points for the Vols here in the second half.
And she makes it. Coming in for the Lions is Julia Thompson. Diamond's second free throw does not, or Zakir's second free throw does not go. Ball almost stolen away there on the trap. They're moving that ball around. Oh, there's Curley's drive to the basket. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Billingsley. Billingsley done a really good job running point. I wonder if he would let her run point and let Mia play more of a wing for a little bit. Right now we're getting close to 5 seconds, close to guard. Brock's going to fire up a three-pointer. That one don't go long. Rebound goes out to the lines. Kind of got stagnant there on offense for sure. Just a lot of dribbling and no passing,
yeah.
Coach.
Nice backdoor cut there.
Curley's shot don't go, but there's a foul. Curley's not fouled, but it's the putback. And that's number 10 that's fouled. That's Julia Thompson.
First foul for the Vols here in the second half against the Vols.
Thompson misses the first.
Little SEC update here, Taylor. Two teams in Alabama. It's been an invasion. The state of Mississippi invading the state of Alabama down on the plains at halftime. The Auburn Tigers, 46-27. They lead the Mississippi State Bulldogs. And in Tuscaloosa, number 4 ranked Alabama up on Ole Miss, 36-32.
Two expected good games and pretty much turned out to be, especially the Tigers playing without Broom. We're assuming.
Yeah, Broom was not playing Broom tonight. He was ruled out for tonight. So, but a 19-point lead there for them at halftime, so they've done well.
Mississippi State, a good basketball team. And so is Ole Miss. They're going to call Mia Lindsay for a double dribble again, just trying to force things down there into the heart of that defense, Coach.
And, I thought the second quarter that after Mia left, as we kind of slowed our pace down, I thought we did pretty well there. I don't know if that'd be a bad strategy to employ here.
No, we made some things happen offensively, slowing it down, which is something we're not accustomed
right.
to seeing, but it really looked good. Coach, I didn't see that call. Was it a carry?
I believe we just got a turnover, a carry there. Carry or a double dribble. I'm not sure what happened there.
I didn't see, but it's a turnover, and the Lady Vols have the basketball. We'll take it, I tell you that. Lady Vols looking to chip into this three-point lead. Briarwood has 26-23, 5:20 to go here in the third. Brock with the basketball. This offensive set, it looks like a lot of confusion here for the Vols.
Well, we're overloaded to one side. They, all five players from the midline over to the toward us over here on the right side is the Vols this half going from our left to our right from our vantage point.
Heflin gets the ball and goes up with it. It does not go. There's a shot goes through, or a pass goes through the arms of a Lady Lion, and that'll go all the way over to the corner.
Way over there into that corner. Those big areas outside each baseline. Presbyterians must be good tithers.
That must be, Coach. They have all that extra floor
A lot of extra floor out there.
Boy, it'd be nice to have over here, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
That'd be nice to have anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
Think of the space that gives you.
You don't see that in many high school gyms, all that much room.
Heflin. Good. That's a good contested shot by Heflin. Up and good. Over the top of Julia Thompson. And we're within one, 26-25. There's Curley with the basketball again. Curley. There's a drive to the basket. That's Baker. Anna Tatum Baker lays it up and in.
Her first two of the second half.
And Coach Bishop is going to call that Poacher South timeout, Coach. We hadn't had already any Poacher South timeouts in this game, but he's going to call a full right here after seeing what he saw there. Briarwood up 28-25 right here on Classic Country 90.9.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We welcome you back here, Lady Vols with the basketball. Mia Lindsay brings it up the floor. Volunteers trail by three, 28-25. Coach Bishop taking a full timeout, trying to adjust some things here.
Briarwood in their man-to-man defense this for this Vols possession.
There's Mia. Looks to dish it down low. Tried to force it, and that ball is thrown away.
Yes, just a pass that – trying to get it to Smith down low, but just a pass that unable to handle down there. It gets close quarters down there when you get trying to pass that thing around right there under the goal.
Coach, I agree with you, though. I think if the Vols – there's going to be a I'm not sure what that call was. It's got to be a foul. I didn't see who it's on.
Be the second foul on the Vols.
Briarwood with the basketball.
Both teams with two fouls this quarter.
The ball thrown away and stolen away there. And that
got a two-on-two.
And good drive all the way to the basket, Coach. And right now in this second half, Zakira Heflin toting the load for the Lady Vols, and we're back within one.
We've got 7 points this quarter, and she has every point.
And that time taking it coast to coast on her own.
5 points.
I tell you what we could – what if the Lady Vols would set their mind to it. We know what – we know we're – there's a ball thrown away, and I think it was last touched by the Balls. It was. But Curley's wanting to drive on that right side. Mm-hmm. We could set up over there, and she's already got three fouls.
Right.
And we could take a charge over there on that far block.
Yep.
Because if we would just give her the lane, she's going over there.
There she goes. She kicks
it by that, back out for the open three-pointer. That shot up, no good. And there's Mia Lindsay with the basketball, and it's kicked out of bounds by number three. Anna Tatum Baker of Vols will have possession.
The Vols forcing another missed opportunity there for the Lions. 1 point down, 28-27. Briarwood ahead of our Lady Vols. 2:52 to go. Vols with an opportunity to take that lead back.
Is that Santa Claus over at the scores table?
Well, it kind of looks like him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not
well,
got
he's
much
off.
Going
I mean,
on
he's
right
off.
Now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of his downtime.
Yeah, it's kind of vacation time.
Basketball season is kind of his downtime when he's able to get out to make a few games.
There's a drive to the basket. That shot's blocked. Now, that's something that's happened continuously. Look at that spin move there by Curley. Lays it up and in. Curley just an excellent player.
Curley now with 12 points. 12 of the 30 points for Briarwood.
2:15 to go here in the third. Lady Vols trail by three. And there's a steal. And then we're going to foul 90 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, that's one of those frustration fouls that you really don't need. It happens, but, man, as a coach, it just, you know, it
you
happens.
Turn it
get
over,
away from it.
Don't make two mistakes.
Right, yeah, exactly. Don't let one mistake cause another, and that's what happened there in that situation.
There's a baseball pass thrown over on into the Lions bench, and that'll be a turnover.
We'll take that one, so they give it right back to us, but without picking up a foul.
2 minutes to go here in the third. Lady Balls trail by three, 30-27. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Aaron. Some of y'all might can imagine where Coach Weems is at, but he's not here with us.
Yeah, there's
that's lot, where we'll leave it.
A lot of folks can make a pretty good guess, I imagine.
There's Brock. But we gave him a pass. I mean,
he offered.
Yeah. And there's a drive to the basket by Curley, and she is fouled.
That's going to be putting her back on the line. As for tonight already, Curley is 4-for-6 from the line.
I think that was on Billingsley.
And she's going to the line for two more.
I think they called that on Billingsley.
And from here on, the rest of this next 1:34 of the third quarter, Briarwood will be shooting the double bonus for the remainder of the third quarter.
Curley drains that one. And drains the second one.
So Briarwood with a 5-point lead, 32-27, with 1:30 left here in the third quarter as the Vols walk it down the court.
5-point lead. You know it, Coach, I didn't keep straight up with it. Maybe you did, but it's never been much bigger than this all afternoon.
I believe this is the biggest lead.
Either way, I think both teams have led by five.
Right.
So that tells you the kind of game it is.
But not for long for either team. So we need a defense. We're just
throwing it away. But they're going to throw it right back away.
Give it right back to us.
Throw it over there, Coach Dean Lindsay.
Exactly. 1 minute left in this quarter. The Vols need to, we need a good set here and a good offensive possession to cut into this lead with exactly 1 minute to go.
Volunteers with the basketball. That's Billingsley. This is that group. We've got Mia out, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And things look a lot more controlled. There's a good at driving pass. That's a good pass by James down to Brock and layup and in.
And that cuts into that lead.
Coach, I never thought I'd say it, but right now we're looking good on our half-court set with Mia sitting on. I mean, not against Mia,
sure.
But this group is looking really good in a half-court set. The best I've seen them look. Look very controlled, and it gets them a good basket. Lions, I think they got by with a travel, did Munich, but
they seem to be.
There's a three-pointer.
There's a big one.
Coach, they can shoot it all over.
Yes, they can.
I think that was Julia Thompson, wasn't it?
I believe so, her first bucket of the night with that three-pointer. Extends that lead to five, back to five with
34-29 with
four-tenths of a second.
You almost wish that clock didn't have tenths until the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can't do nothing with four-tenths,
and we don't.
We get it. It's like a possession. Gone, that's what it is. But that's where we'll end the third, trailing by five, 34-29. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and get prepared for the fourth period. Remember, the boys' action will follow this girls' action right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network
relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern-style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
We welcome you back as an open three-point look for Brock. Rims out, no good. Rebound goes to the Lady Lions, and Lions got a two-on-one. That's Curley. She pulls up her dribble, kicks it out to number five, and she drains the three-pointer to Sarah Travis. We hustle back, but they get an open look there. And that's the thing, Coach, is that this Lady Lions team can make you hurt. Seems like any of their players can shoot the three, and we go down and turn it over.
Well, and I believe, Taylor, that was just – they just gave her two for that.
Okay.
For that score. So
I must have said her foot was on the line.
I had to use my racer on that one because I'd already marked her a three also.
So it's an 8-point lead and almost a turnover, but unable to control the ball is Briarwood Christian. 7-11 to go here. The Lady Vols going to have to get something going offensively. Is trailing by their biggest amount of the night here, and it is 8.
Yeah, we don't need any more empty possessions offensively. We need to be scoring, and then good defense to keep them from scoring. Here's we headed into just 7 minutes left.
There's going to be an offensive foul. I think they're going to call Diamond Heffin on the rebound. Zakira Heffin shot the shot from the elbow that didn't go, but she gets called for a push. They're trying to get position. And there's Curley. Good drive, good dish, and there's a foul. I think that one's going to go on Zakira Heffin.
And we've sent
number 33, Clara Crawford.
Crawford to the free throw line.
And Crawford drains the first.
Her first point of the night.
Lead up to 9 points. Only 8 players available tonight for the Lions. And they've played them all, I think. There's a missed free throw. Volunteers come out with a loose ball. It's Mel Lindsay and throws it away.
Well, a great opportunity there. On if we could have got that pass completed, as Smith was right there by the free throw line all by herself and just let her a little too much, and it goes out.
Yeah, she would have had an open lay-in. We could have just – that's one of them we tried to throw on the line. We probably just need to lob it out in front of her a little bit.
Kind of let her run to it.
There's a ball deflected by the Lady Vols out of bounds. Lions have possession. 38-29, Lions lead. They've really stretched this lead out late in the third. And there's another open three-pointer, and that one is drained. Julia Thompson, I think that was, wasn't it, Coach?
I believe so. Thompson's fourth, fifth, and sixth point of the night. 2 3-pointers for Thompson, total of 6 points for her.
Coach Bishop going to call a Poultry South timeout, Coach, but I'm afraid.
Well, that's a good timeout.
It's not quite over with 6 minutes, but I'm telling you, a 12-point lead in this game's a big one.
Yeah, points have been kind of hard to come by for each team to this point, and the Vols have kind of a little scoring drought here. We need to make sure we get something out of this offensive possession.
Let's take a quick break here with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Dedication to owners, sellers, realtors, and lenders in the home buying process with a smooth and efficient closing process every time. Waterfront Closing and Title, the official closing and title company of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Online at waterfrontclosing.com.
We welcome you back here, Lady Vols, with the basketball needing to definitely score on almost needing to score on a possession right here, and we get a foul call on the floor. You know, the game's moved pretty fast,
it
Coach,
drove,
but,
drove pretty long.
But now it's kind of slowing down. That happens a lot in the fourth.
And that's the first foul against the Briarwood this quarter.
Billingsley will be inbounding on the baseline. Out to Shante Smith. Back to Billingsley in the corner. Billingsley back to Smith. Smith, shot, front rim, no good. Pretty good. I thought that shot might go, but
that was,
it did
that
not
was,
fall.
I mean, you can't argue the shot. It was got down to her on the low block, and the kind of look you want, just couldn't get it to fall.
Right now, you can tell the line's just looking to be patient. And as I say that, they drive to the hoop and up and in is Anna Tatum Baker. I tell you, Coach, you remember there Mia forces up a shot, no good, and Baker's back on the run. Baker drives, shot up, no good, but the cleanup from behind her is up and good.
The offensive rebound from the runner behind her, and we're going back with a timeout.
Looks like there's going to be another full timeout as they take this Poultry South timeout. We'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
We welcome you back. It's been a turnover and then quickly a bucket up and good there by number 33, Clara Crawford, and this lead is extended in a major way here. And we got some substitutions here for the Vols. There's a turnover. Back up the floor is the Lady Lions. Back across court. Now the Lions, a little surprise, Coach. They're still firing it up offensively.
Yes, they are. They're sure taking the shots when they're open.
There's Zakiria Heffin drives, and that's the first points in a while for the Lady Vols.
Yeah, after a pretty dry spell there for the Vols, as the Lions didn't, and that lead now still at
16
points with 4:15 left. The Vols have got to have some defensive stops.
And we give a wide open cut, back cut to the basket. Their movement offensively right now, we're getting a little stagnant defensively, and they're making us pay. 49-31. And it's not the same. It's the same offense they've been running throughout. We're just getting a little lazy here late.
Right.
And the bad thing is them only playing eight girls. You'd think they'd be the ones getting worn down. And this has been a very close game until the end of, very end of the third, right, and moving into the fourth, and Briarwood has just turned it up.
Yeah, Briarwood went on a run there with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter to extend that lead out to 18. 16 and then 18 early in the fourth quarter, and it's just going back and forth. The Vols have kind of had a hard time converting on the offensive end of the floor to keep pace with what Briarwood's been able to do. They've had the shots. They haven't been able to get some of them to fall.
Briarwood with the basketball. And as we extend the defense, they're patient, but if we give them open look, they're taking it. And there's one to speak of, and that one does not go. Lady Vols with the rebound up to Billingsley. Billingsley forcing it down in on a one-on-two situation. Shot don't go, but they're going to call a travel. And Billingsley don't like it, Coach, and I didn't get a good look at that travel either. I seen her kind of slide step, but she's got two steps. But I guess she did. And there's going to be a foul.
It's a frustration foul.
It's number 42. I don't have my roster with her on there.
I don't either.
Oh, me. Sorry about that. I had to dig that up, but thought she might have played with that B team earlier, but I guess not. There's a turnaround jumper there by the lines up, no good. The ball's thrown away on the baseline. 3 minutes and 3 seconds left, and we're going to get a timeout again as they take this Poultry South timeout. We'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Volunteer basketball on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here, Briarwood, with the basketball, Coach. Looks like they may have talked about this during that Poultry South timeout, and they're really trying to kill the clock. Things were getting kind of ugly on both sides, to be honest with you. There's a runner-up, no good. Put back, no good for the Lions, and they get the offensive rebound, and they'll take it back out and throw it away. They were trying to reset and just got a little bit sped up there and threw it over into the bleachers. But the top players are now, or at least Curley's out. Curley, an impressive player. And, Coach, just think about this as the Vols walking up the floor. Not a senior on this team.
No, there's not, Taylor. You're exactly right.
And, this team will be in our area again next year. So
6 juniors, but not one senior on the team.
There's another reverse lay-in. Was that number 2, Grace Garrett? Was that who that was? I believe it was.
I believe that was her.
She's got them pink shoes, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's how I'll keep. Long three-pointer from Billingsley in and out. But you can't argue with Billingsley firing it up.
No.
She made one of those.
No.
And that one almost went in. So Billingsley's been the key to this Volunteer offense tonight. That's kind of went stagnant since about midway through the third. Lions with a basketball trying to work this clock. 20-point lead, minute and a half to go. There's a drive to the basket. They kick it back out. 120 Really trying to be patient here, all the lady.
Probably not without an absolute wide open look, as long as we allow them to just work the ball. And then, of course, there it is there.
Grace Garrett drives to the basket. Those pink shoes. And then we're going to get a timeout by Coach Bishop with 106 to go as he takes this timeout. We'll take it with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
Simple. Fast. Accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Passion for justice, unwavering commitment, unparalleled legal expertise. Wheelis and Garmin Attorneys, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Online at WheelisGarminAttorneys.com.
As we come back into it, Glenn fires up a three that goes out of bounds with 50 seconds to go. It's no good, and the Lions back with the basketball. Looking to run this last, with a 22-point lead, run this last 40 seconds off the clock here for the Lady Lions. For them to remain perfect in area play, Lady Vols to go to 2-1 is what's going to happen.
And it'll put the Lions in the position they want to be in, as we'll be halfway through area play, sitting there in first place halfway through and hoping to be able to finish there to host the area tournament there in late January, early February.
And that's Lady Vol still with that opportunity to host. The key, they need to win the next three.
Exactly.
And that would be defeating this Briarwood team at home. But,
right.
Coach, we've watched. I mean, they can do it. They played right with them for three, and then it just got away from them there in the end. And that is going to end this girls' matchup as the Briarwood Christian Lady Lions 53, Central High School of Clay County Volunteers. Lady Vols 31. Remember, the boys game of follow. We'll have about a 10-minute warm-up period. We'll be coming back in a minute, recapping this game. But that's where this one ended, right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lineville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as we wrap up the girls' game. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Chris Herron here, bringing you all the action from Briarwood Christian. The Briarwood Christian Lions and their game. And, Coach, it's a hard-fought game, a close game through three, and then the fourth quarter, it just got completely away from the Lady Balls.
Well, it did, Taylor. You know, we go into that fourth quarter right there, you know, pretty much neck and neck with the Briarwood. We'd stayed that way all night, tied at 22 all at halftime. But the fourth quarter, it's kind of tell the tale there. Outscored in the fourth quarter, the Lady Balls are 18-2 during that fourth quarter to get us to that final of 53-31, a 22-point win for the Briarwood Lions. We look at some individual scoring. Zachira Heflin leading the way for the Vols tonight with 14 points. Zachira 2-for-4 from the free throw line, and then a total of 14 points. We had Billingsley. She was our second scorer with 12 points tonight. A couple of three-pointers, a couple from deep, and then 6 points of the two-point variety. But Billingsley held scoreless, Taylor, in the second half.
That was huge.
So that was a big deal there. She did all her scoring, 12 points in the first half. Billingsley held scoreless.
What did Mia have?
In the second half.
No points?
Mia Lindsay, no points in this game tonight.
There's your answer.
Points from four players, from Brock and James and Billingsley and Zachira Heflin. So that was only four Vols scoring tonight. On the Briarwood side of things, a little more even, a little more distributed. Briarwood having seven players scoring. Of course, Emma Curley, their 6-foot junior, leading the way scoring for them with her 16 points, as she was 6-for-8 from the free throw line to add to her 16 points. How'd you say her name? Sasha Moniker.
Yeah.
Moniker, the junior, number 13, she had 11 points for the Lions, and then they had five other scorers contributing points. Briarwood, 10 of 14 from the free throw line for the night. The Vols, 3 of 6, only shooting 6 free throws, being outscored there at the free throw line by 7 to finish the game. The Lions 53, the Vols 31. Now that making the Briarwood Lions 3-0 in area play in the catbird seat as we head into the second half of the area schedule, kind of in that lead position, pushing to host that area tournament there in late January. And the Vols now find themselves in a situation still possible to host that, but now, you know, a big game with Sylacauga coming up this Friday night back in region play as we start round two of the area opponents, and the Vols need to regroup from this and be getting ready for those Lady Aggies that'll be making the trip over this coming Friday night.